Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 16th of July. Yesterday's US June consumer price inflation data gave some troubling signals. The first of these was around the quality of US economic data. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has already reduced the number of prices that it surveys to calculate consumer price inflation, and smaller samples do not generally improve quality. And in the details of yesterday's data, there was additional evidence that budget cuts were causing further problems with data collection. However, on the basis of the numbers published, it is clear that the effects of US President Trump's trade taxes are being passed through to US consumers pretty quickly. The monthly increase in household appliance prices was the fastest this century. Car prices are falling at the moment, but it takes longer for tariffs to work through the car supply chain because the distance from dockside to parking lot is, in economic terms, a lot longer than with other products. It will be another 3 months or so before car prices properly begin to reflect trade taxes. Will consumers notice this inflation? Using the reported headline consumer price inflation data, real wages are still growing positively, although spending power is growing more weakly nowadays. Inflation is still being boosted by the fiction of owner's equivalent rent, a price no one has ever paid nor ever will pay in the real world. While food price inflation is picking up, the bigger trade tax shocks are showing up in the prices of consumer goods that are bought less frequently. That means that although there is economic damage, there is less perception of economic damage than would be the case with, say, rising egg prices. Egg prices are not yet at last year's levels, but they are the lowest they've been all of this year. The politics of inflation perception matters. The more consumers perceive price increases, the greater the political pressure on Trump to retreat from the ever-increasing burden of consumer taxes that they have been imposing. US June producer price data today is more relevant to equity markets, as most companies sell to other companies rather than directly to consumers. The nonsense of owner's equivalent rent is mercifully absent from this measure. Importantly, what producer price inflation helps to do is to assess whether the trade taxes are going to be doing more damage to corporate profit margins or consumer spending power. The more that producer price inflation increases, the more indifferent corporate earnings are likely to be to the trade taxes, as that would be a signal that the taxes are flowing unimpeded down the supply chain direct to the end consumer. As with consumer price inflation, levels of inventory and goods that still arrived exempt from trade taxes mean that this data is only going to reflect about half of the trade tax effect to date, but it is still a reasonable indication when one starts looking in at the details. From the United Kingdom, we had June inflation figures for consumer prices, which were somewhat higher than expected. Petrol costs and airfares are behind this. UK consumers still seem willing to go away on holiday, and the habit of spending on having fun is still well established. Services inflation was stable. That all gives a rather mixed picture for the Bank of England. There's little evidence of second-round inflation effects in the absence of accelerating services inflation, but where demand remains robust, there does seem a willingness on the part of companies to exert price power. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.